Hi, how are you?
I am so happy to be here. Thank you so much for joining me. I know it's been a couple weeks since I've podcasted, and right now it's very quiet in my house, but my son is awake and hasn't slept. And so there's kind of a nervous energy in the room because we are about to leave for vacation. And we're leaving in a couple hours, and it's that excitement and stress that comes before a change in the routine. So anyway, I thought I would pop on here really briefly and talk a little bit about vacation knitting. I am finding myself obsessing right now. My own version of that kind of crazy energy is printing patterns on Ravelry and trying to dig things out of my stash to try and find the perfect travel knitting project. And I know that's usually shawls, right? Elizabeth Zimmerman always says that when you're traveling in the summer, a fingering weight shawl is a great idea. But I think she was picturing kind of longer and more relaxing vacations than I have. You know, I'm a single mom, so there's a lot before the trip, during the trip, and after the trip that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, that I'm like have lots of time to sit in European parks and knit a fingering weight shawl. But I do have a lot of time to knit because part of this trip is family. I'm going to go and see my parents, who I haven't seen in so long. I think it was the holidays. So it's been over 6 months, half a year. And my dad hasn't been doing well. And so I don't think we're going to be doing much, but I do think we're going to be hanging out and catching up. And that means lots of knitting time. And then in between, I'm going to see my parents on one side of the week and on the other side of the week. And in between, I'm going to go to the shore with my kiddos and have some time with a friend at a beach. And this is, I don't know, very exciting. I'm really feeling like this is the last hurrah of summer when we get back. There's only a few weeks before my kids go back to school and I go back to school. And I can already feel the stress of that in my email inbox and in the stores, you know, all the back to school shopping. So I know that when I come back from vacation, I'm probably just going to be resting and trying to get settled for the change in pace in our schedule. All of this is making the pressure to pick the right project completely essential, which I know is just, you know, me being busy. I'm uncomfortable. I like my routine and it's freaking me out, even if it's for something fun, like a vacation. And so I'm channeling that towards knitting projects. So that has led me to searching Ravelry hours before I leave for a trip, trying to find the right project, the right pattern, the right needles, and the right yarn. Oh my goodness. The answer is socks. It's always socks. But the problem for me right now is that I can't find my double-pointed needles, which is really annoying. So I can't just bring a pair of socks, which I think would solve this. And so instead, I'm trying to find a hat pattern that will work. And I thought maybe I could think ahead a little bit to some gift knitting for the holidays, bring one pattern, two kinds of yarn, and have, two gifts ready for some friends. So that might work. I've printed out, I think it's called On the Sea Train. It's a free ribbed knit hat pattern by Espace Tricot. And I think that's a yarn store in Montreal. I might be wrong about that. It might be Toronto. But there's a nice free pattern and it works for worsted weight yarn. And I have a really lovely, lush, hot pink. I think it's Elemental Artifacts Lush Worsted, or maybe Uncommon Thread Lush Worsted. It's gorgeous. It's this really saturated pink and it has a little bit of cashmere. I guess, what is it? That MCN Maria Cashmere, Merino Cashmere Nylon blend. It's lovely. So I have that. And I only have one skein, so there's not really much I can do with it other than maybe think about a color work shawl, or I think it's perfect for this hat pattern, which is worsted weight, calls for worsted weight yarn. And then I also snagged a skein of shelter yarn at my creative recycling center, and I think that would be actually pretty perfect for it too. And so I have those two with me, and so I could just get into the rhythm of knitting ribbed hats while I'm hanging out with my parents, and then also have, you know, two gifts for the holidays for some friends. And I kind of like the idea of knitting the same hat for both of my friends who are a couple. And so that's one idea I have. I also have a pair of colorwork mittens on the go. I thought this would be the perfect project, you know, challenging enough, satisfying enough, especially when I'm in the hotel room after hanging out with my parents and needing to decompress, but being in a room with my kids and just needing to like focus on something intently as I zone out. I thought color work would be really great for that. But again, I can't find my double pointed needles. I'm so frustrated about this. And I know it's reflecting the fact that you shouldn't make last minute decisions like this. They're probably right in front of me and I just can't see them because I'm so frenetic. And then finally, I do have a shawl that I'm bringing, but it's very, it's like a scarf really, or a shawlette. And I am already into it. I'm about a third of the way done. And so my fear is that it's just not going to last. It's not very big and it only takes 3 balls of yarn and it's very manageable. So I'm going to throw that in the bag too. The problem with that is that it requires me reading a chart and I just am not quite in the rhythm for it. And so it's a little bit more thinking. So that will certainly work when I'm decompressing at the hotel, but it won't work when I'm just hanging with my parents and trying to focus on them, but also wanting to keep my hands busy. So I do need a sock or some kind of project. So maybe this hat project will work. And I know, I feel like there's a lesson here about just relaxing and doing nothing. This is certainly not fulfilling knitting. This is more like me stressing out and it's coming out in this anxiety over knitting projects and what is the right project to bring on vacation, when the answer is probably nothing. Just go on vacation, read books, and relax. But I will feel better if I have a bag full of yarn in my car. So I can do that, and I'm going to do it for myself, even if I don't touch it or if I find out midway through the project that I don't have what I need, which is likely to happen right now. So yeah, so that's me. I'm going to keep this super short. I'm hoping that you all are in a great place this summer, at this point in the summer. I'm feeling a lot of stress. I feel like, and my knitting is reflecting this, that again, I'm trying really hard to undo some mindsets that this is, you know, that this high pressure on this vacation to really relax and really make the most of it, because this feeling of doom is like hanging out in in August as I look to sort of what the fall holds. I've gotten some challenging news at work. I've had some major home repair to attend to, so I'm feeling really broke. I just feel like that sense of the summer, which is that I'm, again, that disorientation of feeling really like time is on my side and the days are long and the pace is slow, with this sense of impending change. And I know that's just a feeling. It will pass. And once we get into the new schedule, everything will be fine. But I don't handle transitions really well. I get really anxious. I think my kids also get anxious. And so there's just a lot of energy. And I think that connects to knitting, because one of the ways in which I, you know, settle myself down is with this practice of knitting. And so my anxiety over my yarn choice and my project, I think, is really speaking to my uncomfortableness. My discomfort is the real word there, in this moment of change. As excited as I am about the week ahead, I'm really sad, because I think it will also mark that start of the shift when I get back. And so definitely need to do some reading and really work on staying present and enjoying the gift of vacation. I've worked so hard for this. My kids are so looking forward to it. I can't wait to see my parents. And hopefully when I come back, I'll be well rested and ready to get back to business. So yeah, I'll end there. I'm so happy that you took some time to log in and listen to me ramble about vacation knitting. I am hoping that you have the perfect summer project, whether that's something really challenging or something super simple. And I also hope that you can find your needles and your notions, like me, who is really struggling to put together a project bag after, I don't know, 15 months of knitting at home. And as always, I just want to remind you to take what you like and leave the rest. And, you know, whether that's knitting or any of the stuff about stress and strain of the summer. So take care. Happy knitting. Bye.